Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Bez Hashem, Shalom Bayis, Shir number 570, when the Sefer Bina Bayis, Living Marriage, teachings of Rav Moshe Shacharowitz, and we're holding lesson number 5. Lesson number 5 is called Bringing the Holy Union Down to Earth. And upon gaining understanding of what we just talked about earlier, of the connection between Kedusha and intimacy, we will start appreciating what damage is caused by well-meaning and uneducated people regarding people who separate from intimacy, thinking that that's Kedusha, and how important it is that even the physical drives of the world, including the sexual drive of a couple, needs to be incorporated in their union. And one who tries to minimize the expression of that desire at the expense of his union leaves the world of Kedusha. It is a tremendously big yesod. If a person, or whether man or woman, wants to pull away from the physical intimacy aspects, thinking along the lines that that is Kedusha, that Kedusha left. That's not Kedusha. It needs to be incorporated in the couple's union, the physical drives and the sexual expression. Chaim Kanievsky, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, told the author that people make a mistake with this, just like those who originally served Avodah Zarah with L'shem Shemayim. They had a good intention of it. The Rambam talks about in the beginning where they had a certain positive outlook towards it, and then it got warped later. So the idea is, in Avodah Zarah, there's a misplaced separation. You have a two-domain worldview. And when you want to reveal Hashem's unity, you do it. If your kavanah is not l'shem shemayim perfectly, there's still a shloi l'shma there. You're still, if you're doing a mitzvah, you're revealing Hashem's unity. But if you cause separation in that place of unity, even if your kavanah is l'shem shemayim, you're over an Avera. It's like putting tefillin on your leg. So when you separate physical intimacy from the union, saying that I want to be more Kaddish, so I'm pulling away because of that purpose, it's not, even if you kavan asat l'shem shamayim, you're making a separation in a place where there's supposed to be unity, and that's a chait. And he says that someone who does not receive Shimush Talmidei Chachamim in this topic will have a hard time accepting the concept we just said that we quoted Rav Chaim on. Shimush Talmidei Chachamim means real Talmidei Chachamim, not just Chamor Naisei Sfarim, you know, that they have a lot of knowledge, a donkey that carries, you know, books on its back. You know, you could sound like a Talmud Chacham and not be a Talmud Chacham. A Talmud Chacham has this spiritual, emotional intelligence connected to the emotional intelligence of what the Torah requires them to have. So when you understand, as a Shemesh Talmud Chacham, what Hashem's unity is, that's one of the basic fundamental aspects of Jewish life. And again, we discussed it, and so we're not going to go into detail now, but this is what, again, Bilam had this problem. He felt the two worlds were at odds with each other. And then Rav Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal said as follows. He puts it in Hebrew, what he told him, and he wrote it down, and he translates it into English. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky told the author as follows. B'sugya zeh, in this topic regarding the holiness of a couple's union, yesh b'chinais, there are levels, she'ein adam yisrael shu katan midei mechdei lagia lezeh. There is no Jewish person that's too small to achieve these fundamental qualities. Ve'ein adam yisrael shu gadol midei mechdei lidloi galzeh. There's no person in Klal Yisrael that's too big to skip over those fundamental holiness aspects of this topic. Don't think you're too small to reach a level of healthy Tiridika intimacy when it comes to the physical aspects of it. And you're never too big to skip it. You can't afford to skip it. This goes all the way back to the error people make, pertaining to the yichud room. People go, couples go into the yichud room, and they're secluded there, so they spend a few minutes together there. And Rav Shneur Kotler, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, said in the name of his father, Rav Aaron Kotler, that there are two types of couples that misunderstand the need of the cheder yichud, what it's about. They're both wrong. Couple number one understands chuppah is a place of kedusha, is a place of purity. They receive brachas from Rabbanim with the sheva brachas. And now they could go into their private party room where they could just enjoy each other without any type of external interference and just like sort of party there. The second couple also understands that chuppah is a place of holiness, but the cheder yichud, listen carefully, the first one you could figure why people would say that that's not the right hashkafa, but listen to this one. The cheder yichud is so holy, like the kodesh kadoshim, so each one of the couple should go into their own corner, say Tehillim, ask Hashem to give them a life of holiness and a life of success. Now that sounds beautiful, but Rav Aaron Kotler, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, explained that both these couples are making a mistake. The approach is a combination of both. There is a private party joy like the first couple, along with the understanding of the second couple that the room indeed is Kodesh Kadoshim. They both have a certain truth to hang on to. But it's a cheder hayichud. It's a place where a couple can begin their own private festival rejoicing in their newfound unity. The natural closeness is echoed in the Kodesh Kadoshim. That's the foundation. So it isn't found in saying Tehillim in each one's corner and doesn't need the involvement of Big Rabbanim. The holiness, the Kedusha is in the hearts of the young couple who want to enjoy being together. Not frivolously, but they want to enjoy being together as two human beings connecting, as two husband and wife connecting. That is the depth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kavana. He put his oneness in nature of his creation. He put his oneness in this new married couple. This natural excitement and joy in this newly married couple in really is the joy of this unity that they sense, the deep unity that connects them to his Kedusha. So you do enjoy each other and you express warmth and love to each other in the Yichud room. Not party in and of itself, but just to enjoy each other's company and love each other. And show warmth and love and care. So that is the idea. Then he goes through the Gemara and Saita, where it talks about the Jewish people redeemed because of the righteous women of the generation. Rabbi Vira said that in the merit of the righteous women, the Jewish people were redeemed from Egypt. And the men were very tired and worn out, and they were in despairing mode. And the women would draw water, and Hashem would send small fish, so that half the pail was water and half the pail was fish. And they would bring it to the husband, they would wash them, they would anoint them, they would feed them, they would give them to drink, and then have relations with them, bein hamishpasayim, or bein sefasayim, between the boundary of the fields. So he emphasizes, what does it mean, the boundary of the fields? What does it mean between those boundaries? What does that mean? And the Maral has a deep message what it means. Simply, it means that it's where a couple could engage with their relationships privately. They're not in an open field. They're by the boundary in a more private place where they can have relations. The Maral explains in a deeper way. He says this, that it says, Bein HaMishpasayim, between the boundaries, Hudava Amik Ma'oid. It's a very deep concept. They want to tell you that ha'achdus ha'gomer sheyesh le'zivug, the unification that's found in an intimate union, zeh nikra bein ha'mishpasayim, that's called between the boundaries, lefi shesham mischabrim ha'masachdam ha'gvudlam, when you're in the middle of a boundary, when you're by a line between a boundary of one field to another, you're unifying, mischabrim ha'gvudlam, it unifies the boundaries. There is, when you're on that border, you're connecting the two fields as one. You're in a place where there is unity. When there is a unity in the zivug, when you are connecting and joining and unifying through the desire of the woman towards her husband, az yesh kan zivug alaki, that is a godly zivug connection. Doesn't say for Gevuras Hashem. The Maharal is teaching that the Chazal related that Jews had intimacy at the boundaries of the field to allude that of the Hashem's yichud, unification that takes place in the intimate union. If you're purely physically focused, pure physicality, that's separation. That separates one from the other. It's like this field and that field. Pure physical separates. But when Hashem combines physical with spiritual as a harmony, and we do the same, and in the intimate union, we take both our fields, the field of physicality and the field of spirituality, our guf and our neshama together, and we're by the loin, we're bane, we're between them, and we integrate them, and we make them unified. That's what it's all about. So we can appreciate a couple's intimacy, how it's connected to holiness, and how physicality, used right, is a vehicle towards that kedusha. Because it's, and the Maharal teaches here that it's particularly associated with the wife's desire for her husband. It means physical desire as well as emotional desire. This is the idea that the woman was taken from a man originally at the time of creation, and this unification requires her to return to that man, and that completion of the union depends on her desire to return to her husband. And that is why a husband has a chiyuv of pious towards his wife to help her get to that point. In the Ramban has a fascinating thing on v'hayu l'basar echad. They should be one flesh. And the Ramban says as follows: Ki abehema v'achaya ein lehem dveikus b'nikvei seyem. They don't have a connection to their female counterpart. Rather, a male goes to a female in the animal world, produces with any female that he wants, and then goes off his way. By the way, those exceptions to the rules, whether it's a penguin, whether it's a dove, where there's certain animal species where they stick to their mate, it's a lesson for us. They do it instinctively, programmed, those specific ones, so we can learn from them, like the Gemara Mishlei, the Pasuk of Mishlei says. But in general, the animal world is not like that. They just produce with any female, and then they move on. There's no real connection. However, by the Torah, it's etzem matzama of abasa mibsarai. It's flesh from his flesh, bones from his bones. The davakba, and he connects with her. V'haisa b'cheikai kibsarai. And it's in his cheik, in his bosom, like his own flesh. They're one. The yakbetz b'aliyas imay tamid. And he desires that she be with him always. He wants that. Hashem made it that way, that males should cling to their wives, human males should cling to their wives, abandoning their mothers and fathers, and seeing their wives as if they're a part of themselves, of their own flesh. That's the Ramban, the way he explains, v'hayu lebasar echad. He should cling to her is the spirituality of their souls connecting, and their physical bodies connecting. Roiv cheshik ahava v'ratzin. Great desire, love, and goodwill. So we learn here, there are three aspects to this. Cheshik, and roiv cheshik, ahava, and ratzin. What is roiv cheshik and ahava and ratzin? Cheshik means the physical part of it. Becoming one body physically, like the Zohar explains. That's in the level of nefesh in the soul, a certain nefesh. You see, there's a soul, there's five levels of soul. We're going to talk about the first three that's tangible to us, the two that are beyond us. The three is called nefesh, and then a higher than that is ruach, and higher than that is neshama. Nefesh is the lowest level of soul. That's the soul that's connected to our physical body. So the cheshik, the physical desire, is manifested by the nefesh, which is the spiritual part of the soul that's connected mostly to the physical body itself. So there's a cheshik, which is a physical desire, also coming from the soul, but it's very connected to physicality. Then there is a hava, love, which is an emotional love. That's the level of ruach of the neshama, the heart, the emotion, the person themselves. That's what the Zohar means with dafka benafsha, clinging to her soul. That's our ikra avoda in this world, is to work on those midas, those emotions. And then there's the neshama, which is the highest level of goodwill, of ratzon, ru'usa chada, one will and spirit and level of neshamas. We'll be mamshech be'ezaz Hashem, talking about this aspect in the upcoming Shir Be'ezaz Hashem. But the yesod here of kedusha and intimacy connecting with each other. Chaim is words that know every person, every couple could reach this level, could reach healthy intimacy. And no gadol can skip this. Is extremely important. Bracha v'atzlacha.